Welcome to Positive Change with Dorina. Dorina provides her experience and opinions about various topics as interesting information for you to enjoy. She has a PhD in physiology, a degree in behavioral health counseling, a daily practice of yoga and meditation, and over 20 years' experience using alternative healing methods to help people get unstuck. She is not a medical doctor nor a therapist. If you have a medical condition or health issue, please consult your personal health care provider. Remember to be sensible and take care of yourself.
Welcome to the launch of my first podcast. I'm looking forward to helping you create real and lasting change in your life. Today I'm going to give you the format for the show, tell you a little bit of my story, and then talk about the six, well, actually seven, attributes you'll want to develop to create lasting change. First, the show's format. The first 2 weeks of the podcast, I'll be releasing a program every day, Monday through Friday, with the following five themes. These are the areas that most people are interested in changing. I certainly was. The information I offer is unique and based on my own experience. Once the podcast gets going, I hope to entertain special guests as well. Now, Monday is money. This will be about removing the blocks to money in your life. We will cover what money is, how to get more flowing in, what limits your ability to receive, and how to create the abundance you desire. I'll let you know a little about how I retired at 30 by adopting new beliefs around money. I never thought that would work, but it did. Perhaps I can help you create more ease around your money. Tuesday is trauma. Now, before you skip on by this, did you know that more than half the U.S. population experienced some sort of adversity in childhood? And the more adverse experiences you had as a child, the greater your risk as an adult for getting heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses. On Tuesday, we'll look at ways to uncover traumas that may be limiting you or keeping you sick. I spent decades of my life depressed and anxious, and then in my late 40s, I discovered repressed trauma from my childhood. Once I resolved the trauma, and I'll let you know how I did it, my depression and anxiety disappeared. Wednesday is body and weight. If you're unable to adopt healthy eating patterns or exercise routines, this is the one for you. I will give you my simple hacks for lasting change, and we will explore the subconscious blocks that may be contributing to your inability to make healthy changes. My drug of choice for many years was food. Well, and it still is. So on Wednesdays, we'll talk some about overeating and food addiction, the causes and the cures. We're also going to talk about the aging myth. At 53, I'm especially interested in that one. Thursday is open topic. If you have a question or would like to have a free change facilitation session to be broadcast on the show, contact me at dorinarode@gmail.com. dorinarode@gmail.com. I help people get unstuck by identifying and removing instantly the irrational subconscious programs that drive dysfunctional behavior and keep unhappy situations alive. You can also ask me questions about herbs and supplements. In my earlier years, I was trained as a clinical herbalist and know a few things you won't find on the internet. Friday is for friends and family. Yes, we're going to end the week looking at our relationships. Would you like to change your relationship to your mother, father, sister, brother, daughter, son, spouse, significant other, co-workers, or boss? Did you know that the patterns that you keep repeating in your relationships are due to subconscious programs that you can access and change? Stop trying to change the outside world. Change yourself, and the outside world will take care of itself. I invite you to dedicate yourself to making positive change. I continue to look for ways in my own life to create more ease, peace, and joy, and would like to create a community of like-minded people that are open to creative change. I come from a hard past, and I like to share some of the tools and tricks that really helped me create a completely different reality. First, let me tell you a little bit of my backstory. You know, my life today is amazing, but it wasn't always like that. The majority of my adult life, I struggled with depression and anxiety. Some days I was fine, but often I would wake up with a dark cloud surrounding me. That feeling upon awakening would just devastate me. I would wonder, what is this? I was fine yesterday. What happened? And even though nothing had changed in the outside world from the day before, all I saw was faults in my life and in the world. I wanted to escape, especially since I realized that this was crazy. I kept my world really small and I avoided commitments because I never knew when I would wake up with no energy, no desire to live, and worried that something bad was about to happen. I actually never even imagined that I could be free of depression and anxiety. I had the idea that I needed to accept life on life's terms, as I was told by the 12-step programs I had adopted to help cope with my moods, my addictions, and related issues. I was always looking for ways to feel better, but I didn't even dream my life could be like it is today. I remember when all of this changed. I was sitting on the couch, unemployed and depressed. I couldn't motivate to do anything. I sat there listening to a recording of a Buddhist teacher. He was explaining how the mind creates our reality. He said, "You don't have to accept a crappy life. Everything can be changed, and there is a proven 2,500-year-old system to do it." I'd never heard such an idea before. I began to feel hopeful, and I grabbed hold of that idea and began intensive study of this Buddhist path to end suffering. Within a year, I was making plans to move to a retreat center in the Arizona high desert to dedicate myself to meditative practice. Now, it was on the eve of the departure that I discovered something deep down in my subconscious that turned out to be the root of my depression and anxiety. Earlier in the day, in a therapeutic session, while attempting to determine why the right side of my body was always tense, and it had been for decades, I suddenly remembered a man's foot stepping on my shoulder to hold me down. Then the scene unfolded in front of me. I was in my grandparents' living room. My grandmother, my grandfather, my father was there, and a bunch of other men. It was my first memory of being molested by a group of relatives and strangers. Over this period of several years, while I enjoyed the low cost of living in Arizona and practiced meditation, I slowly and uncomfortably began recovering repressed memories of severe abuse and molestation from my childhood. I learned and I practiced rapid methods for resolving trauma and removing subconscious blocks. Things slowly got better and better for me. And for the first time in my life, I began to enjoy a life free of depression. Then one day, I realized that my depression was totally gone. And I reflected, you know, if something in my subconscious could be totally ruling my life without me even being aware of it, what else might be in my subconscious limiting me? And actually, through the process of resolving my trauma, many times I'd seen beliefs that immediately, once I removed them, changed the way I acted in the world and was able to receive in the world. Now, this also got me to thinking that everybody has these subconscious things in their mind that they're unaware of that keeps them stuck and unable to realize a life they would like to have. And I bet a lot of people just like me have come to accept that this is just how it is without realizing that they can change it. Like my mother, for example. She always attracts the same types of men, and she doesn't like those types of men. But instead of looking within to change what causes that, she has simply resigned herself to staying single. So she no longer dates. Imagine if she would just be able to change what was actually attracting those type of men to her and create something different. Now, my life today is really good. I'm totally satisfied with my money flows. I have a wonderful husband that I enjoy My body and my health are excellent, and I'm still hoping to achieve more in those areas. And while I'm free of depression and my anxiety is probably at a normal level, I would like even more peace and freedom for my mind. It feels really good to be expansive and peaceful. This podcast is my way to share what I've learned. Based on my personal experience, I feel compelled to reach out and let people know that all change is possible and that it is possible to find and delete the subconscious blocks that are limiting them. Now let's talk a little bit about change capacity. I'm in the process of writing a book called Would You Like to Change That? Delete Subconscious Blocks Instantly. And one of the chapters is on change capacity. Now I've worked with a lot of people over the years and witnessed a lot of changes. What I've noticed is that some people change easier than others. Actually, I started out as a pretty slow changer myself, but over the years I've increased my capacity to change. And I'd like to share with you what I've learned about what makes it easier to change. So there's 6 main attributes for easy change, and then there's one attribute that really is the keystone for it all. And it trumps all of those if you've got the one. But let's start with the first 6. So number 1 is imagination. Being open, being flexible, being curious, being playful. People that have this kind of mutable, unattached quality tend to change a lot faster than people that are more closed-minded, they've got more certainty in things, they have conclusions, that fixed point of view. They're unimaginative, or maybe they're judgmental. There's a right way to do something, and they're really sure about that. They tend to be less able to change. If you look at someone who's depressed, perhaps, the person who's depressed, who's really clear that, you know, my father was depressed, my mother was depressed, my grandfather committed suicide, my brother's depressed, and sister's got bipolar, and basically, you know, it's genetic, I'm going to be depressed, and I'm just going to take this pill, or I'm just going to cope with it, it's just the way it is. Someone who's got that point of view, very certain about the situation, is much less able to change than someone who's actually, in the question. They're curious about it. Like, yeah, there's a lot of depression in my family, but what is causing this depression? Anything that has a cause has a cure. What would it take to change my depression? Is my depression the same as everybody else in the family? I mean, depression is pretty, 20% of the population gets depressed, so it's not that unusual. So what is it, you know, so it's just being in the question is the first attribute that's really powerful, and not being really conclusive about what's going on, being willing to look at other points of views. The second attribute that's really important for changing anything is the ability to take risks. So someone who is able to take risks and fairly emotionally stable, they've got low anxiety, is more apt to be able to change than someone who's kind of fearful, anxious, maybe dramatic, not very emotional stable, you know, all over the place, and have a very low risk tolerance. It's too nerve-wracking to try anything new. Is going to be less able to change. So you've got the person who's got depression, who's like, yeah, I'm depressed, but you know, I'm not too anxious. I'm able to try different things. I'm willing to try something new. And the person who can't do that because it's like, oh, my doctor says this to do this, and I can't not do that. I have to do what my doctor tells me to do. Attribute number 3 is someone who's got a clear direction in life. They have some sort of vision, some sort of commitment to their life, is going to be more apt to change than someone who's kind of confused, uninspired, a little bit aimless, sitting in front of the TV, not really, you know, clear on what they're doing. So just kind of filling up the time. Maybe they have some ideas, but they are doubtful. They're not sure they can do it, or they're disillusioned. You know, life is pretty much sucks, they think. So the person who's got clear direction in their life, wherever that might be, they've got a clear, like, I want to do this, is more apt to change, more apt to look for what they need to change than the person who's unmotivated or confused. And along with that, the next attribute, attribute 4, which is more, I don't know, it's not really an attribute as much as kind of a skill set that someone might have, is that the person who's already been exposed to or used self-improvement tools is more apt to be easier to change than someone who has no clue or no tools for change. And typically, someone who's got some vision for their life is already looking for different ways to change. And even if you're not looking for ways to change, if you've been exposed to tools, maybe through work, where there's organizational positive growth tools and different kinds of methodology for creating better teams or anything that's self-improvement or group improvement oriented, is going to have the person who's got that kind of exposure is going to have an easier time changing than someone who's got no tools. It's like the difference between the parent who says, hey, I'm going to get a book or I'm going to get some outside input on how to best parent versus the person who says, oh, this is like going to be natural. I'll know exactly how to do it. The person who's looking for outside opinions is going to have a more easier ability to change. Attribute number 5 is someone who is action oriented. They have an inner locus of control. So when something happens, like a car wreck or something, they go into action. They're like, okay, what can I do? What do I need to do next? You know, there's a sense of personal ability to control the situation versus the person who's, oh my God, freaking out because they got in a car wreck and they're very passive. Someone needs to come save me. So those are the kind of the two, you know, the person who takes control, says I can change things in my life versus the person who's basically a victim. So the victim is going to be less able to change than the person who actually takes responsibility for their own life and says, okay, I can create change. My past is not going to limit me. My circumstances are not going to limit me. I'm going to be able to change things. So just having that attitude is going to help create more change for a person. The 6th attribute is awareness. Now, the person who's able to change easier has both introspective and extrospective awareness. So let's look at a situation where a friend of yours is mad at you. So the person who changes easier is not only aware that their friend is mad, they're also aware of their reaction to their friend being mad. So they're aware, look, my friend's mad and I'm getting mad because they're mad. Or, look, my friend's mad and I'm getting scared because they're mad. So there's a certain awareness of not only what's going on the outside world, but what's going on the inside world. In contrast, the person who's not as able to change has no awareness. Their friend is mad, they get mad, and that's it. They're like, you know, my friend was being an idiot and I'm just blah, blah, blah. So there's that a different kind of level of awareness. Now, even if you have a small capacity for change, and I had several of these fairly small. I mean, I was very conclusive. I didn't look for outside help at all. I did use tools, but I had this anxiety. So there were certain things I was really scared to kind of do to be able to help me change. I was confused for a decade or so, and then I got out of confusion. So a lot of the, like I said, I was a slow changer to begin with. And as I developed and saw, oh, let go of my conclusions, I've been able to change faster. But even if you have a small capacity for change, there's one thing that trumps all the attributes I've listed, and that is choice. All you really need to do is to choose to have what you say you want. Now, what does that mean? You know, like I said, you know, I was a slow changer, or maybe I actually was fast, but I was loaded down with so much baggage, it took a while to get out of it. And I didn't think I could get out of depression and anxiety, so I wasn't very imaginative even. And I was so disconnected, I thought I was actually normal. Well, maybe I am normal, but I thought that depression, anxiety was how it was going to be. But the one thing that I did is I chose peace. It was my one criteria for living. And when given a choice, I would ask myself which option would bring me more peace. And I feel like that's the choice that brought me where I am today. You know, I've written a book, Developing Awareness, which talks about its personal stories from my early life. And those stories kind of illustrate where I was, you know? And I like it for that reason, but I also give some tools at the end which allow you to think about more things that are going on in your health, in your life. So even if your past experience, things that have happened to you tell you that you're never going to have enough money, you're never going to have a healthy body or mind, you'll never have a nice relationship like my mother, right? The first thing you need to do is to choose to overcome your past. Now, it seems pretty basic, but you have to make the choice to become something beyond your past. I made the choice to live my life to its fullest potential. You know, perhaps if I made a choice to be free of depression, it would have not taken me so long, but I didn't even imagine that was possible. In any case, any choice to have a different future than your past will set the stage. You don't have to know how to do it. You don't have to know that it's possible, or you don't even have to think it's really possible. You simply choose it. The choice will start creating what you need to fulfill that choice. Choice creates the possibility. The change is not going to just happen to you. If you choose, then you will be given options and more possibility. If you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always got. So choose something different. Positive Change with Dorina. Program credits. Music is Cheery Monday by Kevin MacLeod. Incompetech.com. License under the Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. The voice intro was by Dylan McCloskey. You can find him on Fiverr.com. The podcast copyright 2017 Dorina Road, all rights reserved.